CBSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor from the surface of the planet Earth. We're staying here for a moment to celebrate the 13th anniversary of the founding of Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman's website, following robots and manned space, and of course the tangle of regulators and ambition on planet Earth waiting for Starship to launch. But this is an opportunity for you to contribute or subscribe to Behind the Black's news, which is in all directions. We only touch upon it in our reports during the week. It's always coming in. And we watch and worry about our little robot friends. Ingenuity, for example, was missing for 63 days, and we didn't know it. And the reveal by NASA has puzzles in it, which we'll solve in the fullness of time, because Ingenuity is a spectacular success. We're going to go now to another spectacular success, thanks to your donations. This is Curiosity. And I don't think it was engineering. I think it was prayer that sustained Curiosity these years. Bob, you've got a picture of the wheel. Why?
Yes, John. This is, by the way, an example to donate. This is Behind the Black, because this coverage of the wheels of Curiosity, no one else does. I'm the only one that really covers this on a regular basis. Everybody else waits for NASA press releases. I don't wait. I found the file of photos, and I post them to show the situation. Curiosity, it is engineering, John, that has saved these wheels. It's not magic. And the engineers... shortly after Curiosity started to rove in Gale Crater, on the floor of Gale Crater, which wasn't such tough terrain, they noticed that the wheels were getting damaged much quicker than expected. And so they've spent a lot of time, the engineers that run Curiosity, to improve the software, the autonomous software that has the rover move, as well as plan their movements more carefully to avoid the worst rock stuff. And they have successfully, I'd say, over the last 4 or 5, maybe 7 years of travel, since it's been there now more than a decade, they've been able to really prevent the damage from increasing significantly. And this is especially exciting because over the last year and a half, as they move up the mountain, the ground is getting much rougher. It's really rough terrain, very rough, very rocky terrain. And so they posted a picture of the most damaged wheel on Curiosity, the middle left wheel. It has these treads they call grousers, the zigzag metal tread, and 5 of the grousers have broken on that wheel, and it's been this way for a while. The 5th grouser broke about a year ago. And so they take regular pictures periodically of the wheels to check their condition. And so there was a picture of this particular wheel this past week, and so I posted it comparing it to the previous picture that had been taken about 7 months early in November. And what strikes me is that does not appear to be any significant major change. It doesn't appear that any additional grousers have broken. There are small pieces of metal that might have broken off in spots, but this is not significant. And so, once again, they're traveling through really tough terrain, and it does appear to me that the engineering to try to protect these wheels is working. I'll give you an example, John. They were trying to get up a steep slope to get to some craters. Now, where they're climbing on Mount Sharp, there are almost no craters, and there is a cluster of craters a little higher up on the mountain, and they were trying to go straight to it. Ground was too steep. The software kept stopping Curiosity. It would not go forward because it was protecting the wheels. So they finally decided to traverse along the slope to work their way up an easier route, and now they're heading back. They've made it. But this was a case of protecting the wheels. They had to take a detour to get to those craters. Craters will be really interesting in the coming weeks, John.
Worst case, Bob, how many wheels does it need to keep moving?
Oh, that's a good question. I think they could probably manage with 4, maybe with 3. I know that Spirit for a while was working with only 3.
This is a central wheel, right? The one that's most damaged.
And yes.
Logic would suggest that's the one they can do without easiest.
Yes, that's correct. Absolutely correct.
I wonder if that's why it's damaged. In any event, we need to go to the moon now, because there's what looks to me like an amazing story. They found granite on the moon. Why is this significant, Bob?
Well, first, you don't find granite anywhere else in the solar system, pretty much, except on Earth. They found a few small grains of granite in Apollo samples on the moon, but that's the only other place that it's been really identified in the solar system. It needs water, and the processes it involves is basically found on Earth. It's very common on Earth, but it's not found elsewhere in the solar system. But Scientists using data from four different orbiters, two American, two Chinese, have detected evidence suggesting the existence of a large 20-mile-wide mass of granite under a lunar volcanic caldera. And what's significant about this, John, is that this adds great weight to the theory of the moon's origin, the theory that the moon came from the impact of a Mars-type object onto Earth, breaking off a large section to produce the moon. Because if there's granite on the moon, in the moon, it suggests that's a piece that came from Earth at one point. And that's at least what this suggests. Of course, a lot has to be confirmed, but that's cool stuff.
The second coolest story this week, Bob, is the early universe. Now, I know there's some caveats here, but I like the whole idea that the James Webb is taking us to a place. Not only did we not have, I believe, the theory that we need to explain what we're seeing, but what does it mean time is five times slower in the early universe? Explain that to me, Bob.
Well, this has to do with Einstein's theory of relativity, and I really can't explain it myself, but it is theorized based on his theory of relativity that with the expanding universe, we, looking back in the past, the universe would appear to be have a time rate five times slower than us. If you were in the past there, you wouldn't notice anything, but comparing the two places, it appeared five times different, slower than us. And according to data from about 200 quasars, scientists think they've detected this. There's a lot of uncertainty here, it has to be confirmed, but it's an interesting conclusion.
Meaning that you would age a lot slower in the early universe.
You would age slower compared to us, but where you lived, you wouldn't know the difference. Everybody would seem normal. You know, and they're looking at us, probably would think we're traveling. Our time is five times slower. It's just a relativity situation.
Bob Zimmerman, it is happy birthday, Behind the Black, 13 years of following stories that I can't figure. Five times slower, I'm the same age. Okay, Bob Zimmerman, your subscriptions and contributions are most appreciated. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.